Senator Todd Young standing by. Senator Young, good afternoon to you, sir.
Pat, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Look, before we talk about the Supreme Court, what I just said, you probably heard a little bit of it there on your phone. You know, we've got people so upset. Sinema has been censured by her own party in Arizona because she didn't let the stupid voting rights legislation go through. She stood with the filibuster. If that thing goes through, if they do away with the filibuster, Senator Young, 5 years from right now, you and I are no longer living in a Democratic republic.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, this is what Chuck Schumer really wants. He wants to do away with the filibuster, and then through simple majority vote. His aim is to pack the Supreme Court of the United States with liberal justices who legislate from the bench, and to pack the United States Senate with at least four, maybe more, U.S. senators from newly created blue states. And, I mean, this is really what's at right now. Democrats aim for structural change, and they're focused at a time when people are concerned about high prices and supply chain problems and the southern border and China's aggression and the Ukraine. This administration has their eye off the ball, and they're focused on basically reworking our system of government.
Yeah, remaking it.
Dangerous times.
Yeah, and doing it very, very short-sightedly. We talked a while ago on the program, Senator, about an hour ago, that the problem is in our country we have lost the ability to run for an office or govern in an office or vote for a candidate, and to do it all with a long-term vision for what we're doing. We vote for the right here, the right now, what feels good at this very moment, and it's so short-sighted. And this whole thing about, well, let's just do away with the filibuster. No. Look, the Senate is not supposed to be an instant ATM machine where you throw the bill in, you pull the lever, and boom, there you go. It is supposed to be the slower, more strident. It's supposed to be the investigatory, and it's supposed to be the body that has maturity and takes a while to do its business. And Chuck Schumer is trying to turn it into a Ouija ball.
Well, that's exactly right, Pat. And what's all the more galling and concerning is that the Democrats aren't proposing to do this when they have a super majority in the House or the Senate. In 2020, we picked up Republican seats in the House of Representatives. The American people decided that the U.S. Senate was going to be tied 50-50. And you had a Democratic president come into office who was at least nominally the most moderate of all the members in the field. And for them to propose this radical agenda to restructure our system of government, it's just incredibly discouraging. But I'll tell you what's encouraging, and this is nonpartisan. I mean, Manchin and Sinema, they have stood athwart
yep.
the leftward lurch of their party, and I mean, here I am on the Pat Miller Show. I commend them for their principles and their conviction, and I hope they continue to stand up against the far left.
Yeah, no, you're exactly correct. Let me do this. Let's go ahead and segue to the main reason I brought you on today, and that's because with the Supreme Court, Justice Stephen Breyer has announced that he's going to step down at the end of their current session of Congress, so somewhere late summer, probably August, maybe even September. And the left are going crazy. We got to get somebody in. We got to get somebody in right now. Okay, I'll give you my position, and Senator, you just take it and run with it. I don't know why they're so bent out of shape. Joe Biden is not in his last year. He's not a lame duck president right now. He has every right to put forward a candidate. He's already said he wants to put forward a black woman. That's fine. Here's the thing. I don't want somebody just because they are a black woman. If he has a black woman and she is competent and she is constitutionally qualified, then by all means, knock it out. And then the Republicans are going crazy with me online today, going, oh, so you want to have another Democrat? It would be a leftist Democrat replacing a leftist Democrat. We wouldn't lose the sway of the Supreme Court. Am I all wet?
No, Pat, I mean, basically, I agree with the way you just laid it out. I'll say this. The reason the left is so anxious, so nervous, I understand. I mean, it's because very little has gone right since they came into power. Republicans have unified, and we've gotten a little assistance, as I alluded to, from Manchin and Sinema in the Senate, but we've unified behind an effort to oppose an agenda that is way outside of the mainstream. And they're afraid that this nomination and confirmation battle won't go well. So an illustration of that, to my mind, could well be how we found out about this. I gather that Breyer has not formally made his announcement of retirement. Instead, this has been a leak.
Correct.
Out of the White House.
Correct.
And so one's going to have to assess the politics of that, but that could end up biting them in some different ways. But my view here is we've got to find a faithful constitutionalist, you know, someone who understands the role of a federal judge,
right,
not to be a legislator.
Right.
And I'm going to keep an open mind. Now, it's a skeptical mind. It's a doubtful mind, candidly, that Biden is going to nominate the sort of judge that, you know, I think ought to be there. But let's see who he nominates. Let's see who he nominates. I think that's the appropriate way to move forward. For all your listeners, though, I mentioned another dimension of this, too. If anyone sort of needs a reminder about why it's important that Republicans take control, not just of the House of Representatives, but also the United States Senate.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. During the Trump years, we know their names, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and of course, Amy Coney Barrett. Well, they got on there because we had a Republican president in office, but also a Republican United States Senate. So we have that key human resources vetting role that the House of Representatives does not. And it's especially important that we take none of these U.S. Senate races for granted in the many states where senators are up for re-election.
Right. I want it to where the last 2 years of the Biden-Harris term of office, which will just be one term, that in the last 2 years, we're going to lame duck them before they're lame duck and not allow them to just run roughshod over everything. Having a Senate where the vote by the vice president, where she can break ties, becomes almost immaterial. I personally believe, knock on wood, that the Republicans will come out of November with a 5-6 seat majority in the Senate. And I really believe, you're going to think I'm nuts, I really believe we're going to have a veto-proof majority in the House.
We could do it. We absolutely could do it. It's going to be a big year for Republicans, Pat. You know, something else that's on my mind, unless you're headed towards a hard stop here, Pat.
We got 2 minutes.
Okay, well, that's plenty of time. We have, in another part of the world, we've got the Beijing Olympics coming up.
Right.
The opening ceremony is going to be in a number of days here. And not enough individuals are talking about the gross human rights violations of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep.
That's something we need to underscore. I'm doing my part, but I've just created with my team a social media campaign, hashtag Beijing Behaving Badly. And so between now and the opening ceremony of the Olympics, we're going to be highlighting all these egregious human rights abuses that the CCP and Xi Jinping are responsible for. So please stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we just had the second time we've had him on in about the last 4 months, but we just had the Prime Minister of East Turkestan in exile, Prime Minister Hudayar, who is over the Uyghurs and what the Chinese have done to the Uyghurs. And the world knows it, but the media of the world are not talking about it. We're talking about hundreds of thousands and millions of people being abused and killed in far western China, and nobody's saying boo about it.
And they're being enslaved. I mean, this is a slaveholder state that is, you know, hosting the Olympics. So we should all be cheering for our athletes, you know, our hockey players, our figure skaters, and so forth. But at the same time, we can't forget that we have a slaveholder state who's hosting these Olympics. We cannot normalize this sort of behavior. This is not normal.
Well, and in the last two decades, I think this is now the third time that the Olympic Committee, the IOC, has decided to bestow an Olympics on China. And so obviously everybody is in everybody else's pocket and the NBA and all that. And it gets extremely frustrating. Senator, we have to go. I do appreciate you being with us today. A couple other things I wanted to cover with you. No time. We'll find a time here in a couple of weeks and get you back. But let's keep our eye on what happens here with the Supreme Court. Let's keep our eye on what happens with China and the Olympics. For your time today, Senator Todd Young, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Pat. Make it a great day.
Yep, we will do our very, very best. U.S. Senator, in fact, he's the senior senator now. Mike Braun is the junior. Senator Todd Young.
Podcasts by Federated Media.